Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike McCormick. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Wojcik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive to right field. Smith throws towards third. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Cimoli moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball towards right. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. Charles moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian bunts in front of the plate. Orsino fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards is walked intentionally. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Lump reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Seaburn scores. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Wojcik hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wickersham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wojcik. Adair reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Smith steals second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wojcik who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 3, Athletics, 3. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Seguin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 4, Athletics, 4. Dick Hall now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Lump reaches second base with a double. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-2 in the game. Wojcik is walked intentionally. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adair hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Dick Hall. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McNally now pitching. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik strikes out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is hit by the pitch. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 4 in the game. Causey bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisher moves to second. Two outs. Wes Stock now pitching. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Fisher moves to third. Simulai moves to second. Dean Stone now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Chuck Essigian. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second, with Aparicio covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Lump hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. John Wojcik now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. George Alozic pinch hits for John Wojcik. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisher bunts towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Bosfield pinch runs for Bill Fisher. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosfield moves to third. Stu Miller now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cimoli is walked intentionally. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bose Field scores. Causey moves to third. Simili moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.